I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Over 60 school walkouts are planned in the metro area today by students advocating for stricter gun laws and an end to gun violence. Many school districts in the state have said that they'll support students who choose to exercise their right to protest in a peaceful way. But according to 11 Alive, Cobb, Gwinnett, and Fayette counties will be handing out unexcused absences for students who participate. In Cobb County, some students say they'll receive an out-of-school suspension if they walk out, which would prevent them from attending the prom this weekend. The nationwide walkout is planned from 10 a.m. to 10:17, 1 minute for each of the 17 victims killed in last month's school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation will investigate former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's press office. The news comes after WSB-TV reported that Reed's spokeswoman, Jenna Garland, tried to delay a release of public records related to unpaid water bills for the mayor's brother and city council members. WSB tried to obtain the documents through an open records request last year. According to the TV station, Garland sent a text to an employee at the city's watershed department instructing them to, quote, be as unhelpful as possible. Garland declined to comment. Georgia's parole board is set to hear arguments for and against clemency for an inmate known as the Stocking Strangler, who's scheduled for execution this week. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles plans to hold a closed-door clemency hearing today for Carlton Gary. Gary is scheduled to die tomorrow. He was convicted on three counts each of malice murder, rape, and burglary for the 1997 deaths of three women. Prosecutors say Gary attacked nine women in all in Columbus in the late 1970s. Most were choked with stockings. Seven of the women died. Gary's lawyers say police arrested the wrong man, though, and newly discovered DNA evidence proves his innocence. Opening statements are underway in the trial of a prominent Atlanta lawyer charged with murder in the shooting death of his business executive wife. Prosecutors say Claude Tex McIver intentionally killed his wife, Diane, in September of 2016. Defense attorneys have said the shooting was a tragic accident. McIver faces charges including murder and influencing witnesses. McIver was a partner at a high-profile law firm and vice chair of the state election board. It took several days to seat a jury, partly because many potential jurors had heard about the case and formed an opinion. An Atlanta United player is apologizing for a controversial celebration during Sunday's game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. GPB's Taylor Gant has that story.
Hector Villalba's late-game goal against DC United sealed a 3-1 win for Atlanta in their home opener. But after the score, Villalba mimicked shooting a rifle into the stands before celebrating with his team. When he was asked about the gesture, Villalba said he was mimicking the celebration of Rodrigo Mora, one of his favorite players. After the team met with him, the 23-year-old Argentine apologized for his actions, saying he's still learning about politics in the U.S. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.